On a small island, there aren't that many different opportunities for a vocal artist to be heard, and that can deprive the local audience of opportunities to hear talented singers who live close to home. It's a problem the Kauai Island Singers Showcase works to remedy with a series of themed concerts throughout the year. The latest, and a timely one it is called Celebrating Love and Mom in time for Sunday's Mother's Day. Hank Curtis is the musical director for the show, and we talked about his choice of material.
There are numerous songs about mom, as I'm sure you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the core theme for mom is to love mom, and that the theme of the show is called Love and Mom. So we're combining love songs that resonate with reverence and appreciation for mom, as well as songs specifically about mom, such as the Spice Girls' Mama, or A Mother's Prayer, you know.
Uh-huh.
Those songs really go straight to the core of motherly appreciation.
Sure, sure. I wouldn't have picked that Spice Girls song out, but that shows how you're casting a wide net, aren't you?
Indeed. In fact, as an arranger, I like that opportunity because I can take a song that might have been a disco hit in the 70s and transform it to some extent.
Uh-huh, sure.
Something more user-friendly.
Well, that's where different. The fun comes in, I would think.
That's right. That's correct.
Do you have a rotating cast of singers at the Singers Showcase?
Good question, Chris. we have a core group of probably five or six, seven people maybe that pretty much do each concert of KISS consistently since the beginning. But then we try to bring in some fresh blood. So being that I'm part of the musical community here in Kauai, I meet people and I say, gee, you've got a nice voice. Maybe you'd like to have an opportunity to perform in a concert setting, and you never know. So we have new blood every time, just about.
Have you been able to bring people into a concert setting who never thought they were going to do it before?
Well, you hit the nail on the head, Chris. That's the main reason we do this, is because there are a lot of singers and not a lot of places to perform. There's always more musicians than there are gigs. That's a golden rule of being a professional musician. But for singers especially, on a small island, you know, here on Kauai,
yeah,
we've only got Rob's Good Time Grill in a couple of karaoke bars and one or two, maybe three professional settings for vocalists, very few. So we love to give the opportunity to folks that otherwise wouldn't have it to have a live audience and to feel what that's like.
Yeah, that's kind of a shame to have so few venues. It's not that different on Oahu, of course.
Yeah, it's pretty much the same everywhere. There's a lot of people with talent that have a hard time finding a place to bring it out to the public. So we're doing our part to, you know, make that happen.
You know, and I hate to think of singers, you know, being discouraged by that, because no matter what, if you can sing and communicate with people, you need to be doing it, right?
Exactly. That's correct, yeah. And it is a small island. You know, I'm sure on Oahu there's hundreds of venues. Maybe they might not be the most auspicious venues, but there are places to perform compared to here. We're just tiny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you meet somebody who has a nice voice and had never considered, you know, getting up in front of people to use their voice, what kind of things, how do you bring them along?
Well, that comes to my position, which is as soon as I start working with a singer, the first thing we do is we try to find songs that they can own,
mm-hmm.
songs they can take ownership of, so it's really their song, so they're singing from the heart, they can relate to it, it fits their type of voice. Then we have to get into finding their keys, and then I come in as an arranger, and I take their songs, and I make them unique.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just karaoke versions. Then comes the long process of preparing, and there's a certain amount of, I think you're pointing to psychological things that help a performer, you know, step up to the plate,
mm-hmm.
which is, you know, trying to coach them through performance anxiety. There's only so much I can do, but I've, you know, been there myself as a performer for
sure.
decades, so I know what it's like to get nervous. to get tongue-tied, but you don't get better at performing unless you perform.
You know, one of the things that a lot of people who are who prepare others for performance, one of the things that they say is that the audience is basically rooting for you, right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right there on your side.
They want you to succeed. Nobody wants to go see somebody fall on their face. There's not,
no, it's not UFC.
Yeah, that's not much fun.
Right. Indeed. And I think one of the things I try to convey to the singers as they are coming out to perform is that it's about the composer. We're here to represent this great work of art. And so by doing that, by focusing on being a servant to the music rather than to yourself, you let go of your ego a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. I think that really is important.
That's right.
And you've got some terrific composers to work with. If you're, are you delving into the so-called Great American Songbook a little bit?
Very much so. In fact, that probably occupies the majority of songs that we pick, just because there's just so much great stuff out there. Too many tunes, too little time is my motto.
Yeah. Well, what are some of those tunes, Hank?
Well, I'll give you an example for this upcoming concert, which is on May 13th, this coming Saturday at Kukuiula Shopping Village. And it's the first time that we're doing this in an outdoor setting, kind of like street musicians.
Yeah.
Kukuiula does a great job of employing local musicians to entertain their clientele. So this is a first. Example of some of the songs we're doing would be, you know, like I mentioned, the Spice Girls' Mama, then Celine Dion, Mother's Prayer, all the way down to Back in Time to I Only Have Eyes for You.
Oh.
Into the 20s with The Ice Swing, relatively obscure tune that was done by all the greats in the past, but not too many people know it. So picking songs is very much a big part of the whole process, because you don't want to have too many bossa novas, too many similar swing songs, too many of this, too much of that.
Yeah, too
many
ballads.
So that's where I come in, too, to try to design the program so that it's balanced and interesting and different tonalities, et cetera.
Well, it's you know, it adds up to a varied evening, and you're, I like the idea of you performing kind of in the round as the way you are.
That's right, yeah. We will be this coming Saturday celebrating Mom.
Hank Curtis is the musical director of the Kauai Island Singers Showcase Mother's Day Concert, celebrating love and mom during Art Walk this Saturday from 6 to 9 p.m. The KISS singers are Diana Dunville, Mike Kobayashi, Lee Miller, Eric Hagen, Melissa Mojo, Frank Nestle, Mary Ellen Kopitsky, Siri Shabad, Kamal Salibi, and Trudy Vella. And it's at the shops at Kukuiula in Poipu. It's free, and you can get details on the Conversations Facebook page.